Welcome to show number 81 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by sportscardradio.com. What is going on, everybody out there? How's it going? Hopefully everything's going good for you. We got a big show today. I told you I was going to come right back. We're going to talk about gold standard basketball. We're going to talk about Topps Allen and Ginter baseball, which we meant to talk about on the last show. And then we'll round out the show. We'll talk about all three major sports. We'll talk about 2011 Topps football, which just came out. And I've been working on the checklist and checking out those cards today. So we'll talk about those sets. Got a little bit of news and bits of information before we get on to the sets that we'll talk about today. But the biggest news, unless you've been working or just on vacation or something, the NFL is back. They went right down to the wire, but as expected, they reached a deal, and it looks like we'll be able to watch all the preseason games except for the Hall of Fame game. But that's kind of an extra one. I think those teams play 5 preseason games, so now they get to play 4 preseason games like everybody else. All the teams are reporting this week. As you listen to this podcast, your team is probably already in camp, and so that should be getting to camp. That should be really exciting. I'm really excited to see. There was already lots of movement, lots of teams like the Baltimore Ravens. You got to hand it to teams like Baltimore. Some people might look at it a different way, but they were cutting play, or they were letting people know that they were cut actually a day before it sounded like it was supposed to be official. But I think the reason why they do that is to really let the guys know, hey, tomorrow, you want to call your agent, or, right now you want to call your agent and start working out for tomorrow, because they knew, teams like the Ravens know that this next week is going to be fast and furious and lots of things are going on. So it's nice of them to let their players know, because I've heard the rumor that the Bengals might hang on to Chad Johnson for a while, see how their team progresses. Because they do have wide receiver depth, and they don't feel like Chad's going to add much, they'll just cut him towards the end when they have to. So we'll see what happens. I like the Ravens' motto: if you're not going to have the guy around and you need to cut him, just cut him now and let him find another team or find another job. So it was cool seeing that. Looks like some players have already signed agreements, even though I don't think those become official until later in the week. So that should be exciting. There should be a lot more stuff going on. All the rookies, I don't think we should see too many rookies or any rookies hold out anymore, unless there's just something I'm not understanding. But I'm pretty sure it's kind of like the NBA. You're kind of slotted a certain amount of money as a rookie, so we shouldn't see rookies hold out or miss camp unless the teams just can't come to terms with them soon enough this week. So it should be exciting. All the rookies that we've been hearing about and talking about the last month and a half, 2 months, since that's been like the most exciting thing other than the lockout, which wasn't that exciting. So we get to see them play. So that's exciting. And a lot of us have cards of them, and we're waiting to see how they do and how their role progresses on the team. So we'll see. I think Christian Ponder might be starting. I'm pretty darn certain that Andy Dalton looks like he's going to be starting, because the Bengals might sign another quarterback, but it's not going to be the big name presence unless they really get something done over the next few days, and I highly doubt that. So it looks like he will be getting a huge, huge opportunity very early in his career. Doesn't happen very often, especially for a second round draft pick. So we'll see what happens there. I heard Chris Johnson might be holding out. I heard a couple guys might be holding out, so you want to keep an eye on the guys that hold out. It might even give a temporary boost to the backup. So sometimes that's how those things work. And if the backup performs, I forget the kid's name in Tennessee that's a backup there, but his cards haven't really gotten a whole lot of attention. But now that, hey, if Chris Johnson holds out and he misses the whole, I can't imagine, I guess Chris needs a few more weeks off, so we'll see what happens. Some guys are threatening holdout now that we've got, some teams have lots of cap room, some teams, again, like the Ravens and some of these other teams, the Cowboys I think cut Roy Williams, so you'll see lots of guys move around. Should be exciting, just like we talked about on the last podcast. Lots of movement and lots of things going on, so that's exciting. You should check either the internet or the TV and stuff for all that information. A little bit more information: we're really knocking on the door of the National Card Convention in Illinois. There's a pretty cool VIP set given out by Panini at their corporate booth number 826. There's a regular VIP set, and then there's a super VIP set, which looks kind of interesting because it has Cam Newton, Mark Ingram, AJ Green, Blaine Gabbert, and Jake Locker. But it also has Terrell Pryor, who I guess is trying to get into the NFL supplemental draft. So that'll be really interesting. If we can get Terrell Pryor into a 2011 NFL product, it'll be interesting. But this super VIP set, I guess it's one of his first cards, or, you know, one of the first cards he hasn't gotten paid to sign or whatever. I'm sure he's getting paid, I guess. So it looks like he will have a card in that super VIP set. That's very interesting. His case, I guess, with the NCAA and the NFL is still kind of pending. They're still kind of working at it. He still might actually be NCAA eligible or something like that. I'm not 100% sure, but we'll see what happens with his case. Considering he went to such a big school and he has, you know, normally those things, like Maurice Claret, those things usually don't work out very well, but we'll see how Terrell works out in the end. Last bit of news, I saw this come across right on Twitter from Cardboard Connection. It says Topps acquires GMG Entertainment, and GMG Entertainment is, I guess, a leading developer and the leading seller of digital currency, which you can use on Facebook. It says the NFL, Atari, NBC Universal, I think THQ Games. So this is a currency you buy at like grocery stores, or I'm sure you can buy it online and stuff. And then you convert it into things you can buy on Facebook, which I guess could be used for maybe like Mafia Wars and stuff like that. I don't know. I guess it's like an alternative to PayPal, because I'm pretty sure you can use PayPal in most of these cases, but maybe if you're 12 years old or 13 years old or whatever, and you can't have an account, your mom doesn't let you use it, these might be the best way to go, because you can probably go to a store and buy these and then use them on Facebook. So it'll be interesting to see if Topps, I was kind of thinking, you know, why is Topps doing this? Why did they acquire this? They say the digital currency business is expected to reach $7 billion in 2011 and double by 2014. And they say the terms of the deals were not disclosed. A $7 billion market, that's a pretty big market. And they claim they're like the leading publisher of this. So they must have a decent percentage of that market share. So maybe not. Maybe PayPal holds it all and they're cleaning up the rest. I know that Zynga was a big part of PayPal's earnings. I think I've talked about that on the show. You can go to eBay's corporate reports. I'm not an investor in them, so I don't listen to them or read them. But if you are, you might want to check that out, because I think that's a big part of PayPal's thing. So maybe part of that $7 billion is mostly PayPal's. So, but I don't know. I don't. I can't imagine they paid. They paid a huge sum of money, I'm sure, but it probably wasn't out of this world. So we'll see what they plan to do with this, if they just plan to keep growing the kind of things you can do on Facebook and other websites with these, or if they actually try to tie cards into it and try to, you know, they have that ETOPS model where it's like you buy an ETOPS and you keep it there and it's somewhat devalued if you take it in hand, or it's a little bit different sale in those cases. But we'll see what they do. I always thought that cards could be done more digital currency, where there really isn't any physical card like an ETOPS attached to it. You could just put up a card, and it's not something you ever own. You just put up a finite amount of them, and you do it in a certain way where you can buy and sell that, I guess, digital card. So kind of like Adrenaline, but without the cards, maybe. So it'll be interesting to see what Topps does with this, if they ever cross it over into the sports and stuff like we know. But I know they also have all these other, you know, cards that they produce, so we'll see if it's more of a gaming type thing, or and they just leave it to non-sports. So we'll see what happens, but I thought that was kind of interesting. The last bit of news, saw this quite a few places. Blowout, I guess, countersued or sued back Upper Deck about their authorized internet retailer policy, and they say it's flawed and it's unethical, etc., and that you can't, they're controlling the price of the product and they're controlling where it's sold and stuff like that. And I just I don't know, man. I know of a lot of companies like Nike and Titleist golf balls. Like, I was searching for Titleist golf balls, and it's something I've known for a while. Titleist clubs, like in the store, if you go to like a golf store, oftentimes like TaylorMade and Callaway and some other brands are right up front, and like Ping and Titleist are two of the finest brands, in my opinion. Depending on the clubs you buy, Titleist makes really nice putters, Scotty Cameron putters, and they make very nice irons. And Ping, I have a really nice Ping driver that I swear by, that I think is one of the best clubs I've ever hit. And, you know, those clubs are usually in the back, and those are some of the best clubs because the profit margin on those are less. But where TaylorMade and Callaway are far more profitable for online that, if you get like an Edwin Watts or a Golfsmith, you'll notice any company that's right on the first couple pages are paying the companies a lot of money, or, you know, in profit margin when you sell a club, whereas Titleist and Ping have a much tighter profit margin. Brands like Coach and Ralph Lauren, can't go to Target and buy a Ralph Lauren $70 polo shirt or a Coach bag. Maybe you can in some parts of the country, but I know out in here in California, those are saved for fine department stores, saved for Titleist golf balls. You can't just call Titleist up and say, hey, I want to start wholesaling Pro V1s. They are very tightly priced. You can't find the top quality Titleist golf balls for less than $45 a dozen. If you're lucky, usually they're a little bit more expensive than that, but you never find them cheap. If you're finding them cheaper than that, they're probably fake, or they're probably knockoffs or something. They were stolen. It's just they have a very tight distribution model, and so does a lot of other brands that we come to use. Apple, to a certain extent. There's a lot of brands that, you know, hey, Apple had an exclusive contract with AT&T for a long time. Now they sell their phones to Verizon, but hey, T-Mobile and Sprint and some of these other brands sure would love to sell the iPhone too. I don't see them suing Apple. So I think this is more of who has deeper pockets, who has better lawyers, who has better attorneys to prove something here, because there might be something on either side that can be proven in court, but I have a feeling it's going to take some savvy lawyers and some savvy digging into case law and stuff like that to prove anything here, because I can just think of so many companies where if I wanted to start a store or brand, you can't really deal with them unless you have lots of money and you're willing to deal with their terms. So I know Blowout has the lots of money and capabilities covered, but if you're not willing to deal with Upper Deck's terms saying, hey, we need to price the products at this, and Panini, I think, wants to do the same thing. If you're not willing to deal with that, then, you know, I honestly, you can argue with me, send me an email, sportscardshow@gmail.com. We also have our phone number fixed. It's 916-222-1116. I think that should work. If you disagree with me or agree with me, you can give us a call and we'll play it on the show. And, but my reason is I side with Upper Deck and Panini and these companies. They can do whatever they want with the product. You know, hey, if they're shooting themselves in the foot and this is a bad idea, you know, let them shoot themselves in the foot and have it be a bad idea. Trust me, if it's a bad idea, they won't go more than a season or two before they change their mind. You know, I don't know. I would let them run their own business, let them sell to whoever they want to sell to. If it works out for them and you prove yourself over a long period of time that you can do business with them, they'll probably let you back in the door. But now I have imagined, once you go to court and you start suing and stuff like that, I can imagine that Blowout has burned their bridges with Upper Deck. So, although they did that far long ago, it sounds like a couple months ago. So we'll see what happens there. But those are the kind of interesting things that are going on in the hobby as my phone goes off. And so we'll come back right after this very short break, and we'll talk about Gold Standard basketball. I'm really excited about this set. So we'll talk about Gold Standard. We'll talk a little bit about gold. I heard a really good interview with this guy. He had some really strong opinions about gold and silver and stuff like that. So we'll see if I'll tell you his opinions. We'll see if they're right or not. But we'll focus most of our energy and most of our attention on gold, Panini Gold Standard basketball, because it's a really nice set. And we'll talk all about it right after this.
Card Collectors World is a forum where you can buy, sell, trade, and discuss sports, non-sports cards, comics, games, toys, and more. Like to win free stuff? Of course you do. We have contests with loads of free prizes, card drafts, group breaks, and more. It is 100% free to join. Come check us out at cardcollectorsworld.com.
And we are back. Time to talk about Panini Gold Standard Basketball. Super excited to talk about this set. Almost bought a box, but I didn't think the price was going to go through the roof, so I might try to get involved in a box break or get a box later on. We'll see what happens. But basically, it came out July 20th, and it started out that MSRP, which is like the dream price for everybody, was $200 a box, but it sells for about, it started about $180 a box when I looked on the first day. Now it sells for about, on most websites, for about $185. And you get three autograph cards numbered to $299 or less. You get two memorabilia cards numbered out of $299 or less. And you get four base cards that are all numbered out of $299. And there's platinum gold out of $25. And there's black gold 101s. And there's three insert cards. So very interesting set. This set has over a dozen different like inserts and parallels. And when I say over a dozen subsets with parallels, so there's the base set, there's the rookies, and then there's like over 12, there's almost like 14 of them, I think. Like there's gold rings, there's gold stars, there's gold NBA patches, there's gold medalists, which are actually very popular, it looks like. They have like USA teams, and there's gold rush. Those are the most plentiful gold rush cards. The gold rush cards are one per case, and it's a real piece of gold in the card, little piece of gold in the card. And there's also the solid gold ones, which I'll talk about those in a little bit. But the gold medalist cards, they have autograph ones, they have material, they have prime material, they have all these different parallels within each one. But the USA ones, the gold medalist ones, I noticed those have been selling pretty well. People have been looking at those. They got gold mining, which has a ton of different stuff. Gold bars, which has the gold bars and stuff. Gold records. I mean, there's just a ton of different stuff. And the things that stands out about this set is all, when I look through the checklist, when I hand typed out this checklist, so I know pretty much a lot of the stuff that's in here. I mean, it's Kobe Bryant, Kevin Durant, Blake Griffin, LaMarcus Aldridge, Russell Westbrook. It's not a lot of the, it's actually no rookies really, except for occasionally John Wall in the insert set. So you got the rookies out of $299 and there's parallels out of $25 and there's a couple patches and stuff like that here and there of them. But for the most part, we're looking at Dwight Howard and Lamar Odom and Dirk, Monte Ellis, Steve Nash, Derrick Rose. His stuff is really limited in this, but there's a lot of different stuff in here. I noticed there was a lot of Kobe's in here. People speculated all different ways. I think it's because the Lakers got bounced so soon that Kobe, this is probably the earliest Kobe's had the summer off. So he signed a ton in here, it seemed like. There's a lot of his autographs are numbered out of 24, but there's lots of different ones in here. And he also has his own set called 24 Karat Kobe. And there's gold ones, but there's 15 of those, and those are numbered out of one of one. And there's signature cards, there's 15 of those numbered out of 49. There's material signatures out of 49, so, and then he has prime material signatures out of 24, and there's 15 of each card. So he signed a lot in here, it seems like. And in a lot of the other subsets, I noticed sometimes Kobe was like one of the most plentiful autographs or the plentiful jersey. So very interesting to see, you know, a set like this get put together. I think it provides pretty good value by the case. I think you're gambling for, if you're like me and you can only afford the 180, that's why I kind of held off. I don't know if that's the best deal. I really think by the case, you get 10 boxes and a case. You're guaranteed a gold card, and I've been seeing lots of Kobe. Some people have pulled multiple Kobe autographs in a case. So, and in fact, one of the first gold cards was pulled by a regular in the community. He owns, or he manages and owns, I think, Freedom Cardboard, the forum, but they also have a store in, I think, Georgia, in the state of Georgia. I could be wrong. But he pulled the Stephen Curry a solid gold card, like right when the product came out. So he has it listed on eBay for $1,300 or about stopper. I think he tweeted that he got a $700 offer on it, but it doesn't look like he took it. The LeBron James got pulled. It got listed for $7,500. It ended today with no bids or no buy it now, but I see on my watch list he really listed it for 20% less. So he has it about, I guess that's $1,400 less than what he said. So that's pretty cool. The gold standard, the gold rush cards, like the ones out of, most of them are numbered out of 8. But the, like we said, there's some out of 10, some are even autographed, but I kind of wanted to see what those go for. These are not the solid gold ones, which according to Panini is 11 grams of gold, and that's worth approximately $330 on the open market. Of 11 grams of 14K carat gold is worth about $330. So the gold rush cards, I'm not sure, I didn't get a weight on those, but I'm guessing it's far, far less, because a Magic Johnson 14K number 8 out of 8 sold for $98. So that's pretty cool. I almost bid on it. I was actually watching it when it was at 40 something dollars and there was like only 20 minutes left. So I was thinking, I would pay like $60 for that card. But no, it went all the way up to $98, and that's far out of my price range. But I have been bidding on the Jordan Crawfords without success. They sell between $12 and $15, usually plus shipping. I would say more like $15 to $18 on his carts. DeMarcus Cousins, I haven't bid on his, but I watched one, and it ended at around $43 shipped. Gary Neal, pretty good deal on this one, $15.50. I'm guessing that's probably the low price for his, or right around the sweet spot price for Gary Neal. I think he might have an opportunity to play next year. Another Jordan Crawford sold for $13 shipped. Greg Monroe, solid center out of Detroit. One of his autographs out of $2.99 sold for $10.50. That's a pretty good deal. But then there's the ones out of 25, which I think are the platinum gold ones. It's sold for $39 shipped, so people are paying quite a premium for those. So I thought that was kind of interesting. The Gold Rush Magic Johnson, I think that's something you could use for comparison if you pull one of those cards. Magic Johnson, gold, little gold piece, got to be one of the higher-end picks there. For $98, actually $101 shipped. So pretty good pull. If you were to open up a case, I'm guessing you'd probably get around $100 for your gold card, and depending on who was on the front, and depending on the kind of rookies you pulled, John Wall would be nice. Cousins, we said, goes for 40-ish. But there's lots of autographs in here, lots of veteran stuff in here. I think if you're hunting for rookies, you might as well just go for the single cards, ignore boxes, don't waste your time. But if you're big on gambling on sets that have lots of veterans in it and lots of retired players and stuff, I mean, I see Hakeem Warrick autographs in here, Sam Young autographs, Chris Douglas Roberts. These are players that, unless you've played fantasy basketball here recently, you don't even know who these guys are. Gerald Henderson, my boy's in here. I see Tracy McGrady's got autographs. Jeff Green's got autographs. Zach Randolph's got autographs. Charlie Villanueva. There's a lot of guys that, if you know, I wouldn't call them fringe NBA players, but maybe the less collected NBA players. A lot of them, like maybe even Serge Ibaka. Some of these players get a lot of cards when they're rookies and then not much after that. But this is a set that has a lot of those guys that, if you're into fantasy basketball, it even has J.J. Barrera, which I don't think he has a whole lot of cards. Austin Day's in here. Some of these guys don't have a whole lot of collectible cards outside their rookie, so this set is pretty interesting because there are a lot of guys in here, a lot of veterans. I would call this gold standard, and it's definitely like the veterans of the NBA with a couple rookies slipped in there, numbered out of $2.99. So a pretty solid set. We'll see what happens to the price as it starts drying up. San Jose Fuji made a note that there's approximately 63,000 some odd base cards, and that leaves approximately 15,000 to 16,000 boxes. I'm guessing that's maybe a low estimation, because I don't think we factored in there's platinum gold parallels and there's black golds, so that adds a couple hundred more cards. But roughly, I would say right around 16,000 boxes of this product. That seems like a decent amount of it, but you know, as it dries up, and I think if you have fun watching the box breaks, people seem to be having fun watching the box breaks, been seeing pulls hit and stuff like that. As it dries up and there's less of it out there, the fact that it hasn't really gone down in price and dipped down in price, I think this is a pretty solid buy at the 185 mark if you're willing to gamble. And like I said, you're looking for veteran NBA players with definitely an autographed rookie. You're probably going to hit a decent amount of those autographed rookies, but there are a lot of veterans in here, so hopefully you're not just autograph rookie hunting if you're searching for boxes. As for the secondary market, the cards will go for varying prices. I don't think they'll go for much more than the stand, you know, Kobe autographs. I don't think go for that much more than the standard ones, albeit the gold ones, the pieces with the cards with pieces of gold in them should do very well, because gold, like, tipped off at like it's over $16,000 or $1,600 an ounce right now on the open market, or the spot. I think that is the spot price for it. So that's pretty incredible. And I was listening to this. I said before we started this segment, I was listening to this investment market wrap with Mo is actually pretty good if you can stand investment talk and stuff like that. He does a pretty good job. He's always hawking his investment management company, but he at least slips in enough information in there and makes it entertaining enough that I enjoyed that part podcast. Market wrap with Mo. He had somebody on last week that was saying, you know, gold and silver is like bubbling like the real estate market it did at the end of 2007 and 2008, and he says, oh, that'll collapse. You know, he wouldn't be surprised if silver's $5, I think he said silver like $5 an ounce, and he predicted gold getting down to about $600 an ounce or somewhere in that range, which would be more than 50% drop. So what I mean, we saw homes, I don't think a lot of people anticipated their home going down 50% in less than a year, and that we saw that happen. So it can definitely happen. These gold cards could have a lot of value right now, but the prestige could get wiped off the bat if gold wasn't as prime time as an investment as it is now. So you do have to be careful. I will have to say, now with this gold standard, I think the pieces with the gold in there are cool, and I hope they keep doing this set. I think this set was well done, and it was tied together. Every set seemed to have that kind of gold feel. I will say that the designs don't really blow me away. I would say they're kind of, I don't know, they're kind of, some of them are good, some of them I would say aren't as good, but I just, the names of the set and what they're going for tend to go fairly well. I think gold records, those look pretty cool. I think those are pretty cool die cut cards, and some of them look pretty good, but some of them I would say even the base cards, I don't know how great they look in person. They might look better in person, but it looks kind of funky to me. But aside from that, I hope they keep making this set. I think it will build upon itself for next year. I think people, you know, for me, I'm already looking forward to next year, seeing how they can follow this up. If they can keep delivering sets like this with, you know, a dozen different insert sets, and each insert set had like four or five different parallels, and it was all like autographs, prime memorabilia, memorabilia pieces with the autograph, all kinds of different cool stuff. So I think that's kind of interesting. It has lots of veteran players in it. I think Panini really stepped it up here. I think the reason why this is selling for right around, I mean, $20, $15 under SRP is a pretty good, that's pretty good when you're getting up in the 200. Obviously, if it's an $80 box and it's selling for $15 less than SRP, that's a huge percentage of $80. But upwards of $200, I think they probably have some room there to sell the product and still do very well at it for $185 for the most part. So pretty good set here. I think it's worth checking out. And like I said, if it hangs around that $185 mark and I can get it on a box break where I can get the Lakers or something, or the Wizards, that would be pretty awesome. So I think the Lakers are the way to go in here. If you could somehow get lucky and grab that team, it seems like there's tons of Lakers in here, from Kareem to Magic to Kobe to Lamar. You know, one Laker I don't see a whole lot is Andrew Bynum. I don't see Andrew Bynum in a whole lot of sets. I guess he's too busy, but I see AC Green in here, and I see quite a few other Lakers. So good set. pretty good set. One of the better sets I've seen from Panini, and I'll definitely be bidding on these autograph rookies into the summertime as we wait for the NBA. The NBA will work their labor situation out in, I'm guessing, October, probably right around middle of October. I think they'll miss all, the NBA will probably miss all their preseason and all their kind of training camps and stuff like that, since I don't think the players are just like the NFL players. They don't want to go to those anyways, so we'll see what happens. But I did want to throw in the rookies are on card. Most of the signatures, a lot of them have like little cut windows, but they actually look pretty cool because they're signed on these like gold Panini stickers. So at least they look gold in the thing. So, but some of them are on card, like Kobe and I think Kevin Durant, and you've got these patches that are autographed. Some of them are on card. I think some of the legends even signed are on card in this set. But for the most part, you're getting these kind of like cut window signatures on some of the cards. But the rookies are signed on card, which is really nice, which is what I was looking for in this set. So there we go, folks. That's Panini Gold Standard. Go pop yourself some gold and be careful on the gold. You could short gold, I guess, too. So I don't know if there's an investment for that. But I have heard some negative things about the metal. So we'll see what happens. See if it affects this set. If gold were to happen to go down 50% over the next 8 months, I don't see it happening. But maybe it will. By this time next year, we'll see if gold is still as high as $1,600 an ounce, which is huge, which is a lot of money. Anytime you get out towards record highs, you got to always, especially in marketplaces, you got to always wonder if that's like ready for the bottom to fall out of it. So we'll see what happens. I'm not exactly sure. I don't trade that kind of stuff, so I don't really get into the metals that much. I think it's more of a long-term investment. I think if you're looking to trade gold, you should look to trade something else. If you're looking for a long-term investment, put some gold coins in a safe or something like that, or some jewelry or whatever it might be. Just make sure it's real and put it away and enjoy it. And many, many years later, I'm sure it'll be a fine investment as time goes on. But as time goes on in this podcast, we got more things to talk about right after this very short break. I got to check my notebook. I think we've got Topps Allen and Ginter, and we got 2011 Topps football. So I want to make sure we get to both those sets. So right after this break, we'll go to baseball, and we'll talk about Topps Allen and Ginter baseball.
To decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on, all my life to sacrifice. Hey, yo, listen what I say.
And we are back. Time to talk about a little bit of Topps Allen and Ginter baseball. This came out earlier this month, July 14th, or right about there. Has 24 packs per hobby box, 8 cards per pack. You get 12 boxes and a whole case. Retail packs have 6 cards per pack, and they go for, I think, $2.99. And there's a retail value pack, which has 12 cards per pack. And those I've seen sell for $4.99. In fact, I bought one today. I didn't really get a whole lot into it. I actually really like how these cards look. I like they've kind of changed it up a little bit, at least at the bottom, little Topps Allen Ginter. And although I wish they'd put more than just the guy's last name on the card. I see like Pujols right here with a period, like his name is Kobe or something. But it's an interesting set. Maybe that's how the original ones were done. But there's black mini, there's black border mini, there's no number mini, and those are numbered out of 50 or limited to 50. I'm not sure if there's numbered. Bazooka backs are out of 25, and there's wood out of 1 of 1. So those are pretty cool. I think you can find those in rip cards. So very interesting set. Maybe the latest news is the autograph. There's an autograph of Brian Howard on the front of the box, and that card actually didn't make it into the set. So there's a card on the front of the box, and that has been being promoted, but It's not actually in the set, so that's kind of interesting. There's DNA relic cards, so that's pretty cool. There's Dwight Eisenhower, Edgar Allan Poe. There's Geronimo, so that's pretty interesting. George Washington's in here. Jefferson Davis, John F. Kennedy's in here. Jacqueline Kennedy, so you got the pair there. Husband and wife. We got King George III's in here. Napoleon's in here, and Richard Nixon is in here as well. So those are the DNA relics. The rip card, somebody, Martin posted on my Facebook wall a really funny video of somebody that opened up. He actually opened up a case, I think, for himself, and he pulled a rip card out of 10 from each row. And then I think he was involved in a group break, and somebody in that group break that had the Mariners pulled another each row out of 10. So he pulled two of the number 10 each row rip exterior rip cards out of 10. So that's pretty interesting. And I guess you rip them open and there's a film underneath to kind of hide the card, I guess, so you can't like shine a light through it maybe and see like if it's an autograph, because there's autograph, there's red autographs. Those are numbered out of 10. Those are found inside the rip card. There's originals, and those are numbered 1 of 1, and they're actual painting by Jeff Zakowski. In fact, I remember him emailing me last year, because I think Topps had misspelt his name, so obviously I had misspelt it. So I'm glad to see. Hopefully that's hopefully that's correct this year. And there's mini exclusives, and I think there's wood exclusives as well. So really, the red you're looking for the red autographs. I guess he said the Ichiro one sold for like $600, and so he took $500 for it as fair value with the split with somebody. So found that kind of interesting that they sell for so much. Really, the red autographs are in there, and the mini exclusive, I think he pulled a Ubaldo Jimenez mini exclusive. He was pretty, really bummed out. It's a funny video. If you're a friend of me on Facebook, that's posted on that wall, so that's kind of funny. But interesting checklist here. There's lots of other cards. I kind of like these cards. They're like flora of the world, and they have like seeds in them, I think, and you plant them, or they're like some kind of card that you can plant, and then it'll grow into a flower. So thought that'd be kind of interesting to maybe try to do that. And there's a whole host of other things, mainly what we've seen in the past. I've seen these cut signature cards. Those actually look pretty nice. There's the cabinet relics. There's all kinds of different stuff in here. But there's the N43 kind of series of relics and insert cards that we've seen in box loaders. Highlight sketches in there. Hometown heroes. And there's a various other ones. But interesting set nonetheless. I don't think people are like going bonkers over this, because it's selling for about $85 a box or thereabouts on the internet and the interwebs. And I'm sure at a hobby store it's probably right around that price as well. So people aren't blowing this stuff up. I don't think this set's for everybody. I think baseball fans either love or hate this set. Some people really like it and really get into it, and it's a lot of fun for them. Some people don't particularly like it, or maybe only try to go after the Derek Jeters and the Jose Bautistas and those kind of guys and ignore the Manny Pacquiao's and the, I pulled some, I think a world parkour champion card or something like that. I even remember his name. So you get a lot of interesting cards aside from the baseball prospects. So sometimes that's kind of interesting. Sometimes they have value on the secondary market. Not always. So there's frame cloths in here. There's lots of different parallels and lots of different frame stuff. So it's an interesting set. So I hope you have a chance to check it out if you're interested in it. But if not, there's plenty of other sets coming out right now. There's tons of sets. We already talked about Gold Standard, but we've been previewing most of them coming out. Although baseball's been kind of light. I think Bowman Platinum just recently came out as well. So you can kind of check out what you want. I know Goodwin Champions is still on the market. That's selling for about $75, it looks like. So we'll see what happens. But now we've got football. We're in the heat of baseball. I know baseball is kind of, you know, the pennant races and stuff like that are just starting to emerge. There's a really good one going on. I think it's like the Cardinals and the Pirates and like two other teams or something like that are all neck and neck in one of the National League divisions. So that's kind of, that'll be really fun to see how that all shakes out. I know the Giants are really close with the Diamondbacks, and it's just, you know, it's tight in probably almost all the races. So we'll see how it goes down the stretch. But players really make a name. But, you know, a lot of people were weren't collecting Cody Ross cards this time last year. People weren't even really collecting Brian Wilson cards that much this year. You know, really for the Giants, it was like Buster Posey and Brandon Belt a little bit and Tim Lincecum. But now, you know, since the Giants had a really good playoff run and they won the World Series, a lot of their cards propped up in value. A lot of people looking for, you know, even a Nate Scherholz card and things like that. So, you know, a lot of other teams are in the same situation. You know, who knows if the Giants can repeat or if they can even get back to the playoffs, but there'll be plenty of other teams out there. Maybe even the Pirates, if they can squeak in, they got tons of young players and stuff like that. So we'll see what happens. I know we got the trade deadline coming out with baseball, so there's lots of stuff going on with baseball. But the biggest news, like we said, going on this week is we've got football back. So we'll talk about basically coming out today, really a little bit yesterday. I think there was some retail product that leaked on to the market, but really hobby is today and tomorrow for Topps Series 1, or I think there's only one series for football. So it's really just Topps, just base Topps football, kind of one of their first premier sets. I think they have rookies, rising rookies out, but this kind of is the first one where it's a bunch of veterans and stuff like that. And we've got the Super Bowl cards are pretty cool. So we'll talk about that set right after this. For once in my life, it's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collarbone, my favorite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A son of disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one man soul. And we are back. Time to talk a little NFL. Really excited that that's back. I've actually been playing. I got NCAA, not NFL. I guess Madden comes out here in August, I think, it is when it usually comes out. But I got the NCAA football. It's really fun. My brother's been playing it. It's fun to build up your dynasty and stuff. And I'll probably play. I think there's a single-player mode where you can pick a player and you can go, you play like your high school championship game or something, and then you go, you get recruited to college and stuff like that, and you play in college, and then if you want, you can save that player and then play him in Madden. I think Madden has a similar mode where you go through your NFL career. So I might do that after I get tired with the franchise. So we'll see what happens. But I've been playing that. So I've been getting in the football mood. And 2011 Topps football will definitely get you in the football mood. It has 36 packs, basically like baseball has 36 packs per hobby box with 10 cards per pack. And you get one autograph or relic card per box. Jumbo boxes have 10 packs per box and 50 cards per pack, and on average you get two autographs and one relic. But there's a case breaker on Twitter named Brett and Becca, and they seem to be getting more hits than that in their, I think they were up at opening jumbo boxes, they seem to be getting more hits. So there was another person and a blogger on Twitter called Field Level Viewing. He had a case break, think of a jumbo box, a six box case break of jumbo product. So I got up in that because it was $19 a team. I think we're randomizing the team or we're doing a draft or something. So we'll see what happens, see who I end up with. I think there's some value here with obviously picking, like if you're doing this for a box break, you know, obviously there's rookie with the values. The Bengals have two rookies. I think anytime you can grab the Bengals this year because they have the two, Andy Dalton and AJ Green at the moment, I think that's a pretty good pickup. I think the Steelers, I've been seeing lots of Steelers come out of boxes, so that's pretty cool. But you also got Super Bowl champion cards in this stuff. So you want to keep in mind the 49ers and the Packers and the Cowboys and the teams that have won multiple Super Bowls will definitely, and the Steelers will definitely be valuable to have because of those Super Bowl cards and stuff like that. So that'll be kind of interesting. I don't have the full details on this set quite yet, but it seems like most of the hits are these game day relics and inserts and autographs, and there's autograph relics. I noticed there was Keith Rivers, so sorry if you happen to get Keith Rivers in one of your, unless you're a USC fan or a Bengals fan. I noticed he was in the auto relic. He was like the name that stood out as kind of like, wow, if you got his, you'd definitely be disappointed, because I see Greg Jennings and Patrick Willis and Greg Olson, although he just got cut, I think. Adrian Peterson, Matt Ryan, Percy Harvin, Frank Gore. Keith Rivers is like our third linebacker. No, he actually starts, but he's a pretty good player. But there's these game day autographs, which include a lot of the rookies and stuff. There's a few exchanges in here. There's dual autographs. There's these 1950 Bowman inserts, which are, they're like the kind of the almost square looking cards. They're the first color card, I think, the first Bowman color card. There's actually a parallel that's numbered out of 50. It's a 440 card base set, and you'll find like all pro cards in there. So some people might have two cards. There's team cards, there's rookie cards, there's rookie of the years, there's these record breaker cards. So like Tom Brady has one, I think I saw Tony Gonzalez had one, and a couple other players have them. So someone like Tom Brady actually, I think, had like three or four different cards in the base set. So you want to keep an eye out on that if you're a player collector or a team collector. Some of the all pros and the guys that had really good seasons or whatever, and there's MVPs and there's rookie of the year. So Sam Bradford had multiple cards. And so you want to keep an eye on that if you're collecting this set and collecting teams and stuff like that. But definitely the Super Bowl cards, I think, are pretty cool out of here. They have these actual ticket stubs out of here that are numbered out of 3. So I have a picture of Aaron Rodgers on here, so that's really cool. And there's the Super Bowl stamp logo cards, which is just, I think, a replica stamp, and those are numbered out of 100. And there's also a portrait. There's a portrait and then the Super Bowl logo. Every Super Bowl has its own logo. So there's those, and there's a portrait of the MVP. There's the logo manufactured patches. There's actually a relic card, which I think is venue. There's like venue relics and stuff, and there's autographs. There's these coins, which are pretty cool. And I think I have gold, silver, and bronze parallel, but I don't think the coins necessarily have those metals or those materials inside them. But those are numbered out of 99. The bronze are out of 60. Silver's out of 35. Gold's out of 5. So, and then there's Super Bowl rings. It's a manufactured top section of the ring. Those are numbered out of 100. Those would be kind of interesting. I can imagine a lot of those cards are manufactured aside from the autographs and the Super Bowl tickets. Pretty much everything else, the venue relics, I guess there's grass, turf, and seats. So that's pretty interesting. I think there may be even pylons in there. So that's kind of interesting. Most of it's manufactured, but because it's like tied into the Super Bowl and it's like the best, some of the best players of all time, I can imagine those will be fairly collectible. I don't know if every Super Bowl legend, I think there might only be 35 cards, even though we've played, I think, 45 Super Bowls. But I know there's been some multiple MVPs, like Tom Brady's won multiple, and I know Joe Montana's won a couple, and Terry Bradshaw's won a couple. So I think even maybe Troy Aikman won two. So there might be every Super Bowl MVP represented in there, but I'm not 100% sure. There's also these Bowman preview, which I think are the preview of how the Bowmans are going to look. And those are 15 card sets, but there's red versions and there's blue versions. And I believe the blue versions can be found at Walmart and the red ones can be found at Target. I'm not 100% sure on that, but by the time you listen to this podcast and do some investigation, I'm sure, and I'll probably have it up on our checklist on our site. But they're each 15 card sets. I'm pretty sure they're both the same. And again, I say pretty sure. Topps doesn't do a good job of putting out a checklist right away. So you kind of have to guess on these kind of things. But most of the cards are represented. Most of the top 15 rookies are represented in there. And so you'll find Andy Dalton and Cam Newton and Mark Ingram and A.J. Green and Christian Ponder and Ryan Mallett and a handful of other ones in there. So if you're looking to complete rookie sets or trying to get as many rookie cards as possible, you want to keep in mind that some are found at Walmart and Target, and there might even be a purple. I'm not 100% sure yet. There might even be a Toys R Us exclusive on this as well. So we'll see if those pop up down the road. And I'll also maybe talk a little bit more about this set in the future. I haven't gotten a handle on the SP. I'm sure there's some photo variations. There might even be some sparkles or stuff like that where they do that in this set like they did with baseball. I'm not 100% sure if they're going to do something like that with football. So I encourage you, if you're opening up product of this, take a close look before you trade stuff or like dump stuff or put it in a box and kind of throw it away, or not necessarily throw it away, but you know, kind of put it in a box and put it in the shelf is almost like throwing it away because you might not look at it again. But take a look at the cards and maybe keep up. I'll try to do a good job posting some information on our checklist, and there's tons of other information out there. So check it out, because there might be some photo variation. There might be some other SP cards and some, I don't know if they have legend variations off the base set. I have no idea yet. I haven't seen most of that stuff's usually found in hobby boxes. So, and there just hasn't been enough of this product opened and put for sale on eBay. And I haven't seen an official checklist. I'll try to hunt one down here shortly. But that's basically our preview of Topps Football. Looked like, though, there was somebody on Twitter that was getting more than the guaranteed hits on their jumbo boxes, I believe. So that's kind of interesting. We'll see if that's the trend going forward, or if that was just kind of a special case, or if that was just a special situation. We'll see what happens going forward with this product, but and maybe they change the guarantees. We'll find out more information. The set actually officially goes live on the 27th, which is tomorrow for me, when I'm recording this podcast. So we'll find out more information, but I wanted to talk about the set since it came out this week. We got tons of good sets, so hopefully you've got some credit limit on the Visa. Hopefully you're not buying things on credit, and you're buying things with saving up the money and doing your purchases right. And if you have a bunch of money, I guess you could be doing Gold Standard, you could be doing Ginter, and you could be doing Topps Football this week. And we have tons of other stuff coming out through the summer, and we'll see what happens with football. And we got tons more products coming out with Football Topps Inception. Looks like a pretty solid product. There's lots of other products coming down the pipeline. I know Panini just put out like a black box product, which looks kind of interesting. So we'll see as these rookies get to play preseason and stuff like that. It's going to start getting even more exciting. We've just started scratching the surface where players were getting cut and signed and making deals and stuff. And our depth charts and our team, our favorite teams and stuff are all getting worked out. But wait until we get those teams worked out. We know who our quarterbacks are on some of our teams. On my team, man, we barely even know who our quarterback's going to be or our running back. Cedric Benson's a free agent. I know he's in trouble with the law. He got in trouble with the law. So, I mean, he might get suspended and stuff like that. So we're in some major hurting. So we'll see what happens with the Bengals and a lot of these other teams. I know the Lions are looking forward to Matthew Stafford coming back, and he's got Calvin Johnson. They've got like two running backs there, and they got a good defense, it seems like. So we'll see what happens with all these teams and what happens going forward. But it should be exciting to follow. And we'll see what happens. That about wraps it up for today. There's nothing else to see on this program or listen to. So we'll see what happens going forward on our shows. But we'll have lots more stuff to talk about and lots more sets going forward. You can always send us an email at sportscardshow@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call again, 916-222-1116. And if nobody calls, I'll probably just do a contest where you got to call in and that's your entry. So you might have that to look forward to on future shows. Get on over to the forum. If you listen to the last show, you'll be getting up on our totally certified box break. I got another box up here of, I think, Zenith Hockey. So I'll throw that contest up here real soon if that hasn't gotten up there. And we have lots of other things to get to over the course of the rest of the summer and the rest of the year. So hopefully your summer's going well. Hopefully maybe you've had a vacation, had some time to check out cards on the internet, on eBay, or check out my cards, or on the forums trading, or at your card shop. And definitely at the card shows if you're in the middle of the country or you're planning on traveling to the National Card Convention. So hopefully you have a good time. And we'll definitely be, I'll be reporting kind of secondhand from that event and some of the interesting stuff that happens. And you can always contact me and contact the program if you want to hook us up. I think I have somebody on Twitter that said they might be taking some photos for me and letting me know firsthand the kind of stuff that they pick up. So I look forward to seeing that. And I know if you're going, you probably can't wait. So I can't wait for everybody to get there and see how it goes this year. So hopefully everything's going well for you guys. That about wraps it up for today. We are out of here.